Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It was a big morning.
It was a big morning.
Mm-hmm. I couldn't wait to watch him. I watched it live on television because, you know, I have to do my Volodymyr Zelensky welfare check every few hours just
sure
to make sure
he's okay.
He's still in power. He's still a leader. He's still inspiring. And thank God we got to see him, you know, today, obviously on video. Loved that he was just wearing the T-shirt, being the
growing
guy,
the beard.
Just being that guy who's in the trenches, who is inspiring. And I thought he did an incredible job.
He could have fled 3 weeks ago.
He could have.
I think the United States offered to whisk him out.
We did.
Whisk him to safety. But he's like, no. I don't need a ride.
Nope.
I need ammunition.
That's right.
That stuck with me. A lot of stuff that he said today stuck with me. The video, hard to watch before and after. 3 weeks ago, Ukraine was enjoying prosperity and freedom. People going about their lives. Kids going to school. People going to work.
Mm-hmm. Just like us.
And now it's bodies and shelling and artillery and brutality.
Brutality. Families are being gunned down in the streets. Over 2 million refugees to different countries, husbands that have stayed behind. The men aren't allowed to leave. They have to take up arms. People who've never held a gun have to defend their country. It's a tragic situation there.
Thousands, though, Jor, are pouring back into Ukraine to fight for Ukraine. Most of them are Ukrainians. Not all of them.
Mm-hmm.
Many of them are from countries all around the world that want to fight for freedom and want to help Ukraine regain their independence.
That's
against
beautiful.
Long odds. It's amazing. So here, can I share some
yes,
of the
please.
Stuff that Zelensky said? He said, we need you right now. Remember Pearl Harbor. Remember September 11th. Our country experiences the same every day, right now. Every night now, Russia has turned the Ukrainian sky into a source of death for thousands of people. He went on to say, I have a dream. These words are known to each of you today. I can say I have a need. I need to protect our sky. I need your decision, your help, which means exactly the same. The same you feel when you hear, I have a dream. It is true in the darkest time for our country, for the whole of Europe, I call to you to do more, meaning America.
Mm-hmm.
New packages of sanctions are necessary every week until the Russian military machine stops. And then he closed by saying, I'm nearly 45, but today my age stopped when the hearts of 100 children stopped. I see no sense in life if it cannot stop death. I am addressing President Biden. You are the leader of the nation. Of your great nation. I wish you to be the leader of the world. Being the leader of the world means to be the leader of peace.
Amazing.
Making the argument for the no-fly zone, and I know there's increasing pressure to try to protect the western part of Ukraine.
Mm-hmm.
Some are pushing back, saying that could inadvertently lead to a full-blown, full-frontal war between NATO and the Russian Federation.
I get that, but don't you think we're fooling ourselves if we think that Putin is just going to take over Ukraine and then be done?
I'm not sure he has the men or the ammunition or the food. What we're finding out is that Russia is something of a paper tiger. I mean, they're just the reality of what Russia says and what Russia does, the capability they have on the ground. Who would have thought, 18, 19 days later, Ukraine may just get the upper hand in this fight. Some people are saying that Russia has maybe 10, 12 days of provisions, arms, food, gasoline, before there may be a turnaround and Ukraine, the resistance, could gain the upper hand. Nobody knows, but Ukraine is putting up a fight.
I just don't see how we can go on for much longer without giving them aid.
Oh, I think we need to give them aid.
But serious aid, and consider closing the skies. I understand the ramifications of that. But who are we in the world? Who are we as humans if we are watching the slaughter of innocents at the whim of a madman? There are red lines in the sand. As citizens, as people, as humans, we, as fellow beings on this planet, to the Ukrainians or anybody that is suffering, that is being treated badly, that is being murdered in the streets, we have to decide where we want to come down on which side of history to say we did the most to help other beings live. Innocent being, these are civilians. Or are we just going to stand by?
It would be easier calculus, and I agree with everything you just said. With a son in the Navy who's about to leave the Navy, I look at the world through different eyes. The world is a dangerous place, and nothing exemplifies that more than Russia taking over a previously sovereign, independent nation by force.
That's right.
Here it is, 21st century, that's still going on. But again, I'd feel differently if Russia did not have biological weapons, chemical weapons, tactical nuclear weapons, intercontinental ballistic missiles, and potentially a madman at the helm.
I hear that
argument. May go down fighting, may go down swinging, is not perhaps thinking rationally.
He's definitely not. Definitely not. But he's not thinking rationally now, nor will he be in a few days. How far are we going to kick this can down the road before we are forced to act?
My sense, if they resort to chemical weapons, I think that will be the red line where NATO will go in some capacity. Mm-hmm. And I don't know what that capacity is. I don't pretend to have inside information.
Right.
Nobody does. But I'm not sure Putin's behaving rationally.
He's definitely not. Definitely not. We can ask our next doctor about that, although I think Dr. Gregory Poland is more of a vaccinologist than a mental health specialist.
Yes.
Although he has seen us through many dark days of this pandemic. We have questions. Dr. Poland is up next.
Oh, my God. I want to exhale without a mask.
You can.
Is it time to exhale?
Oh, you know, in fact, my kid's school, I just got an email today. My kid's school that says Hopkins Schools to relax mask mandate Thursday, March 17th. That's tomorrow.
Wow.
Yeah, my kids are going to be super excited. They don't like the mask knee.
St. Patty's Day, luck of the Irish. Mm-hmm. Good timing. Mm-hmm. So is COVID over? Or do we just learn to live with COVID? We get a booster shot every year like most of us do for the seasonal flu. I want to believe. But, Jor, we have been sucker punched by variants with names like Delta and Omicron.
Deltacron.
I think another surge might just push many of us, including me, over the edge. And so we thought this would be a good time. It's always a good time to have Dr. Greg Poland on from the Mayo Clinic, exclusively on the Paul and Jordana Show, a vaccine expert, globally renowned. He's the guy that publishes, that shows up and gives the presentations.
That's like in the FDA meetings. He's the guy on the phone saying, you're doing it wrong. I'm just kidding.
I bet he has the Fauci's cell number.
Right. They're texting.
Greg Poland, do you have Fauci's cell phone number, doctor?
No, I don't. Oh. But you know what? He and I were on the first Dr. Oz show together.
Oh, really?
Famous. Oh, my God. That's
wow.
So cool.
Welcome,
it's
doctor.
Fun. That's fun.
Thank you.
So is it over? Can most of us kind of relax and do the things we were doing 2.5 years ago? Older folks, immunocompromised, still need to take it easy. But for most of us, Is it over?
Yeah, no, it's not over. And if you'll forgive this analogy, Paul, it's a bit like weather. And what I mean by that is the speed limit says 55. But as we all know, if it's raining, if it's icy, if it just snowed, we slow down. And then we speed back up again as spring comes. This is kind of like that. We're pretending right now that the pandemic is over. The bellwether for this has been other countries, particularly the UK. In the 2 weeks, 3 weeks that they've had masks off, new infections are rising 56% a week and hospitalizations 17% a week in the UK. And in now, 83% of all of the typed, that is sequenced cases they've had, and you mentioned about new variants, is the BA2 or the misnamed stealth Omicron.
Right.
I'm sorry, Doc. I want to ask you about the fourth shot. We're hearing in Israel they're giving a fourth shot. As far as I know, you haven't had a fourth shot, Paul.
No, but I think Pfizer put in for emergency authorization for people 65 and older and or immunocompromised.
So what are your thoughts on that? Do we need it? Who needs it?
Yeah. Certainly I'm much more sympathetic to the idea of a fourth or second booster shot in people who are older or who are immunocompromised. The reason for this, and it really gets down to what you want to prevent. If what you say is, all I care about is that I don't end up on a ventilator or dying, and you've gotten three doses of vaccine, you're good to go. If you say, well, wait, I don't want moderate disease, I don't want mild disease, I don't want my trips or family vacations interfered with, that's where the problem comes in. So, if you look at, and these are data released by CDC just a week or so ago, if you look at emergency department or urgent care visits, and you look by age, but if you have two doses, by the time you're at about 115 or 50 days, somewhere in there, you've waned down really low. In terms of a booster dose, a third dose, it pops right back up into the 80th percentile. All the time, protection against hospitalization is pretty well maintained. If you go from two doses to three doses, you go from in the 70s to the mid 80s to high 90s. So it does wane. Effectiveness does wane with time. I will not be surprised at all to see a fourth dose this summer, fall, or if we have another surge. And there's some interesting news in that regard. The CDC monitors wastewater in 650 communities around the U.S. That covers 25% of the U.S. population. In a third of those, the amount of virus is increasing. In 28 of those sites, the amount of virus in the last 2 weeks has increased 1,000%. And I'm going to beat you to the punch. We don't want to poo-poo those results.
Well played, my friend.
First, that's a crappy job. But I'm glad you
imagine that one.
You shared those statistics. Look for those of us who have gotten our vaccines and our boosters. I guess my attitude, I'm not sure it's the right attitude, but my attitude is I'm going to catch this. Chances are it's going to be mild. Chances are I won't develop long COVID. If anything concerns me, it's the people who can't shake this, who still have mental health issues, physical issues, haven't regained their sense of smell or taste months after catching this, and are now struggling with disability and wondering if their insurance is going to pick up the fact that they can't go back to work because they're not 100%. The last thing I can afford right now, doctor, is brain fog. I get enough brain fog on a good day.
Uh-huh.
But would your advice be, for people who are moderately healthy, who've been vaccinated and boosted, to go back out into society, indoor dining, having friends over, at knowing that even if they get sick, chances are they're not going to wind up in a hospital in an ICU.
You're so right, Paul. And the difficult part, remember, a lot of research is still going into this. If you look at an excellent paper that came out in Nature, they looked at people who had mild, moderate, severe, regardless of which category you fall into. If you got COVID, for the next year, your risk of 20 different cardiovascular diseases was substantially increased.
Oh boy.
There are now studies showing neuronal, that's brain cell degeneration in people who've had COVID. We certainly know about mental health and other issues. Among kids and adolescents, about 25% of them are left with symptoms that persist 12 weeks or longer. So the real outcome of all of this, mentally, physically, has yet to be fully grasped or even understood. So part of what's the hard part here, and I find it in myself too, I want to be done with this. I'm emotionally exhausted of COVID.
Spent.
And yet, while I know that I'm not at risk for death or ending up on a ventilator because I'm otherwise healthy, I've gotten 3 doses of vaccine, those that haven't are absolutely at risk. That's why we still have 1,200 Americans a day dying of COVID. And I don't, like you, I don't want moderate COVID. I don't want any increase in cardiovascular or CNS, that's brain, you know, issues as a result of getting mild COVID, no matter what that risk is. So I try to do it in a measured way. When I go to church, when I go into a grocery store, I'm wearing a mask.
Mm-hmm. We're speaking with Dr. Gregory Poland, of course, our vaccinologist at the Mayo Clinic. Dr. Poland, just a quick question. This is a personal one. I got an email from Alina, that's our local health system, that said I'm qualified for something called EvuShield. What is EvuShield? Who's it for? Should I take it?
Yeah, so EvuShield is a combination. Yeah, that's okay.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having 4 kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Combination of monoclonal antibodies that has been authorized for pre-exposure. In other words, you take this and the data indicate you have high level protection against infection, hospitalization, et cetera, up in the 80th percentile or better. Now, because of Omicron and the way that we handled Delta and not taking this seriously, we developed Omicron. We've had to double the dose of that in order for it to be effective. So it is something to look at. There are some contraindications, that you review with your healthcare provider. Okay. But that is a really good option for people who are immunocompromised or can't be immunized because of contraindications.
Dr. Pollan, last question. I know you're trying to avoid mosh pits, and I think that's always a good idea. But are you dining indoors now? Are you back inside in any capacity?
No, I'm not dining indoors because you have to be masks off. And unless it's, my family, my immunized friends. But dining outdoors, I am doing now.
Okay. All right.
It's always great to talk with you, Dr. Pollan.
Yeah.
Thank you so much. We so appreciate you.
My pleasure.
Check back in soon, sir.
You're the best.
All right.
Thanks,
be
Doc.
Be safe.
Bye-bye. Evusheld. Sorry, that's a bad name.
Say that again.
Evusheld. Really?
Evusheld?
Like shield. A shield. It's an immunization. It's a shield. That's a bad name.
You should call. Let's call them right now. Let's lodge a complaint.
I also already had my shots because I got the vaccine. So I wonder. I'll talk to my hematologist about it if I need it, extra. We'll see.
There are no dumb questions until there are.
I know. And I ask a lot of them.
Well,
for sure.
You and me both.
My goodness. Okay. Shoveling the sidewalk. Do you do it? Do you let people slip? Do you want the city to do it? Let's talk next.
Oh, I see what you did here,
nice.
DJ.
Well done, DJ.
You are clever with a
well
capital
done.
C, young man. You're going to go places.
One place we don't want to wind up is on our butts with our feet in the air. I broke my ankle walking the dog.
Did you really?
Well, that was a few years ago, and it wasn't on a sidewalk. It was on my driveway. So I know what a problem ice can be, especially this time of year with the freeze-thaw cycle. We get the monster pond-sized puddles during the day, and it freezes at night. The question, should Minneapolis shovel residents' sidewalks, or should it be every man, woman, and child and pet for themselves? When it comes to getting snow off sidewalks, several new Minneapolis council members have pledged to make the issue a priority. There's a move to shift more of the burden for clearing sidewalks from property owners to the Department of Public Works. Under that scenario, Minneapolis would send out workers when enough snow falls, similar to how MnDOT dispatches plows to streets. Now get this, George, clearing all 1,910 miles of sidewalks in Minneapolis, or even a portion of those walkways, is estimated to cost anywhere from $4.5 million to $20 million a year, on top of startup costs. So somebody's got to pay for that.
Mm-hmm, that's right.
But again, you want it to get done, right?
So let's talk. Minneapolis Councilmember Robin Wansley Warlabaugh is joining us now to chat. Councilmember, welcome to the show.
Hello.
Thank you so much for having me.
Great. And she is joining us on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. So we appreciate you being here. So what do you think? You want the city to do this and tell us why?
Absolutely. Hearing some of the story that you even raised about breaking your ankle, I do want to highlight that. Also, my sister just, several weeks ago while walking her dog, she lives over in North Minneapolis, and she broke her leg while just walking her dog around the neighborhood. And for, several weeks now, I've heard consistently from our own constituents, about just the lack of safety they feel in navigating their neighborhoods. We're hearing that folks aren't able to access public services like transportation because it's difficult for them to, you know, walk alongside the sidewalks or bike to be able to get from point A to point B. And if you're a working class person, that means getting from, you know, from work to having to drop your kid off at school or pick up your school. Like, the fact that we're not having, you know, standardized clearance of our sidewalks across the streets, I mean, across the city, is in addition to our bike passages, is really becoming a safety barrier for many of our residents. And, you know, I think it's in us moving forward with creating a municipal snow removal program, it just demonstrates the city's commitment into strengthening our overall public infrastructures, as well as making sure that there's safe and equitable access for every single resident to get across our city and to be able to access our public services. And it's just a collective good. You know, I'm not going to shy away. I'm a socialist, so I believe that anytime we can make investments into the collective good and shift those responsibilities from working class people, especially with the pandemic, still, you know, creating financial constraints for many of our residents. I think this is a really good opportunity to take that next step and also create infrastructure for a green workforce. If we actually created jobs around this that employ, you know, young folks from high school, like creating economic or employment opportunities to meet this basic public service need. So I think, you know, the price tag of $6 million, that's the current estimation on the table to clear at least the pedestrian priority network, which is about 298 miles. You know, if we make that ask in the 2023 budget, you know, $6 million is actually less than 3% of MPD's overall budget, as well as it's a tiny fraction of the city's $1.57 billion budget. So I think this is a really good opportunity to demonstrate our commitment towards our constituents, to meet this need, to demonstrate a commitment towards making a Green New Deal possible. And if this is the investment necessary, I think many residents would be more than willing to support this, especially if it means no more broken ankles and no more broken legs while you're just trying to go sure. down your driveway.
No, we get it. Councilwoman, I'm sympathetic. I really am. And I realize some neighbors are good neighbors and they take care of their sidewalks. Others, you know, for whatever reason, they can't or they won't. I'm also a capitalist, and my question is, who pays for this? Do residents of Minneapolis, would this mean higher taxes?
I think this is, again, just thinking of how are we reallocating existing resources. Okay. And we do have additional funds from, you know, federal aid related to COVID. You know, I think there's a way in which we can reshift our priorities to make the allocations necessary to make this program happen and keep our residents safe and keep our streets cleared.
Councilwoman, it's Jordana. In my neighborhood, and I live in a first ring suburb here in Minneapolis, most of my neighbors are great. They do a great job. But, you know, there's always that one or two neighbors that are doing a crappy job.
They're trying to kill you.
Or they're not they're not even trying. They don't even get out there with the shovel. Yeah. You know, the sidewalks are impassable. You know, you mentioned people getting injured or not being able to access public transportation, things like that. Do you have maybe some deeper numbers on that so we can understand the magnitude of the problem? How many people is this affecting?
I absolutely would love to provide numbers at a later date. I think this is even data that our city is still early in collecting. I know each council member gets a service report every 2 weeks, and I can absolutely say the top service call that 311 receives in Ward 2 is for snow and ice removal. That has been consistently the top five service requests for the past 2 months in Ward 2. Mm-hmm. And I can imagine across all the wards, many of my fellow council members are probably receiving the same, you know, high density calls around this specific issue. And I do want to note too, in regards to, you know, the idea that, yes, some neighbors might failed in clearing the pathways. Right. I do want to acknowledge that the city has taken efforts to increase enforcement around, you know, sidewalk clearance, especially after the last study was commissioned by the city at looking at a snow removal municipal program. But what we've also seen, again, you know, is that enforcement, these regressive or aggressive measures of enforcement, especially if we have segments of our community that are elderly, that has disabilities, or whatever the case, like, these folks are not being able to clear these passages in a time frame that's necessary. So again, here's the opportunity to provide, you know, a number of additional jobs, employ people to meet this public service.
Minneapolis Councilwoman Robin Wansley-Worlebaugh, we sure appreciate you coming on today. Thank you.
Thank you. And we want to open the phones now. We want to know what you think. Should the city, even your city, I know it's proposed only in Minneapolis, but what do you think about this? Send us a text, shoot us a call, 651-461-9226. Is this for residents to do, or should the cities take over clearing the sidewalks?
And should we be able to use flamethrowers?
Okay,
I have a battery-powered flamethrower, and man, does it get the job done.
We're going to get the mute, and then we're going to say 651-461-9226. City or you or residents, who's clearing the sidewalks? That's up next.
Paul and Jordana and DJ, what day is it?
It's Wednesday. Yes, right?
The days are still blurring together.
It's hump day. I'm getting over that hump. I'm on delay a little bit. Sorry about
Tomorrow's St. Patty's Day.
It is.
Yes.
And it's Purim, the Jewish holiday of Purim.
Ah.
Got to give David a Purim quiz.
Is that a good one? Is that one of the ones where they were trying to kill you? Or
always. These are Jewish holidays. They tried to kill us. We were victorious. We eat. That's every Jewish holiday. That's it.
Oh, okay.
More about that tomorrow.
So the question, Minneapolis, should the city be paid to shovel your sidewalk, or should residents continue to have the obligation of shoveling their own sidewalks? Dave in Buffalo, greetings. What do you think?
Hi, Dave.
I've got a son that lives in Minneapolis, so I care. But actually, I care because it's kind of the central city to all of us in this area. But I think we should stick with the current program we have, which is everybody's responsible for shoveling their own sidewalks. And if you don't do it, the city does it for you within a couple of days and sends you a bill.
Mm. Yeah.
We just don't enforce what we already have. We don't need to change it.
That makes sense.
So that's
to
how
me
it is
too.
Now, right?
Yeah, yeah. But do residents get bills if they don't shovel?
That's the policy. I imagine they do, but they probably don't pay them, right, Dave?
I have no idea, but I assume that it's just a very lax system and nobody is enforcing it at this point. At least that is in my home.
So
my
town. Put some teeth in enforcement. Okay.
Thanks, Dave.
All right.
Yeah, we're taking your calls and taking your texts. 651-461-9226. You know, a lot of the texters are saying, no, you know, they would fail miserably at this. Minneapolis, just keep it the way it is.
Well, somebody said they can't even plow the streets. I think, which I think is kind of cruel, but I get the point.
I know. Careful what you wish for, guys. That's right. Finish the contract with the teachers first. Okay. Let's talk about the sidewalks, not anything else. Let's see. Paul and Jordana, if the city is responsible for snow removal on the walkways, who has liability if someone slips and get hurt?
That's true.
And I'm not even sure. And even if somebody slips now, I mean, is it the fault of the homeowner?
It's the fault of Old Man Winter.
I know, right?
And he gets sued.
Him. I wish we could sue him. But go ahead. Do we have another caller?
Yeah, Todd and Ramsey. Welcome to the show. What do you think?
Thanks for taking the call. Paul, you mentioned a few moments back that you said that you understood the need and the dangers, but you're also a capitalist and wondered how it's going to be paid for.
Right.
And I can tell you as a landlord, in particular a landlord of property in Minneapolis, is a big part of the problem is landlords not making provisions for rental properties throughout the city for the sidewalks to be shoveled. Often they expect, oh, maybe a tenant will do it, or they don't make any arrangement for it to be done, and so you have unshoveled sidewalks on, I would assume, hundreds of rental properties throughout the city.
Then they should get a bill for that.
Absolutely.
The landlord should absolutely, yes, be responsible for that.
That's a great point. I had not thought of that,
yeah.
Todd, but I appreciate you bringing that to our attention.
Yeah, appreciate it. Okay, I see a ton of your calls and texts. My dad cleared the sidewalk in a small town in Wisconsin for 40 years. It's just what you did. I know, I wish we had more of your dads around there. But
maybe it could be a Boy Scout merit badge.
Oh, that's a
shoveling
great idea.
Merit badge.
That's a great idea.
Just get the Boy Scouts to do it.
Not that we need more problems, but talking about shoveling.
We'll figure it out.
Let's take a quick break. The news is next. Lieutenant Governor Peggy Flanagan in studio with us next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.